That's worth big applause. If we had a congregation here, there would be. So I hope they're all doing that at home. Thank you. Oh, I almost forgot, costume change. Hang on one second. All right, it's Palm Sunday, and my sermon is called Donkey Sense. Did you expect anything less? Now, you've heard the term horse sense, which is a fancy way of just saying good old-fashioned common sense. But have you ever heard of donkey sense? Maybe we need to start using that expression. Why do you ask? Well, there's a Palm Sunday parable that's told that goes like this. The donkey woke up, his mind still savoring the afterglow of the most exciting day of his life. Never before had he felt such a rush of pleasure and pride. He walked into town and found a group of people gathered by the well. I'll show myself to them, he thought. But they didn't notice him. They went right on drawing water and paid him no mind. Throw your garments down, he said crossly. Don't you know who I am? Well, they just looked at him in amazement. Someone slapped him across the rump and ordered him to move. Miserable heathens, he cried to himself. I'll just go to the market where the good people are. They'll remember me. But the same thing happened. No one paid any attention to the donkey, and he strutted down the main street in front of the marketplace. The palm branches, where are the palm branches? He shouted. Yesterday you threw palm branches. Well, at this point, he was just hurt and confused. And he returned home to his mother. Foolish child, she said, don't you realize that without him, you're just an ordinary donkey? That donkey had no donkey sense at all. But just like the donkey who carried Jesus in Jerusalem, we are most fulfilled when we are in service to Christ. Because without him, all of our best efforts amount to nothing. When we lift up Christ, however, we are no longer ordinary, average people, but key players in God's plan to redeem the world. But the parable also reminds us that sometimes we can go a little too far with what we expect for ourselves. Matthew tells us that Jesus sends two of his disciples into the village of Bethpage to fetch a donkey. Gosh, that makes your head hurt after a while. To fetch a donkey and a colt, that's to fulfill what had been spoken through the prophet Zechariah, where he says, look, your king is coming to you, humble and riding on a donkey and on a colt, the foal of a donkey. Jesus enters Jerusalem just as Zechariah had predicted, and a large crowd spreads their cloaks and branches on the road in front of them. They greet him as their king, shouting, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. We can learn a lot about serving Christ by practicing good old-fashioned donkey sense. After all, she should have won the role of best supporting actor in the drama of Palm Sunday. You don't believe me? Well, who else deserves the award for best supporting actor for Palm Sunday? I mean, after all, the disciples are not particularly good Palm Sunday role models. They may stand with Jesus now, but in a matter of days, one will betray, one will deny, and the rest will run. Their argument as to who would be the greatest in the kingdom was still ringing in their ears. In fact, this whole trip to Jerusalem made them nervous. What with Jesus talking about death and suffering and visions of regime change, disappearing like a mist in the wind, they'll fall apart in a few days, deserting their beloved Jesus and hiding like a bunch of cowards for fear of the Jewish authorities and the Roman soldiers. You know, they had seen a lot. They had done a lot. They had listened a lot. But in the end, when Jesus gives them their faith test, the final exam, it turns out that they're not any better than the rest of us. Unable to stay awake with Jesus, quick to betray, and even quicker to abandon. Best supporting actors? I don't think so. That's kind of like us, though, right? We followed Jesus for years. We've sat in church. We've dropped our money in the plate. We've taught a clear class here and there. We've helped out with various mission projects. We've worked VBS. We've done our part. And yet, sometimes we also don't know what it's like to follow Jesus into the storm. Or we've bailed out as that storm approaches. What about the crowds? They're worse than the disciples. They're curious, but they're not committed. In fact, their loyalties can be bought and sold. They're shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David," today, but soon enough, they'll be rejecting Jesus and calling for his death. New Testament scholar Eugene Boring points out that the members of the crowd know the truth about Jesus, but they can't bring themselves to do the truth. They're like college students who make an A in a course on ethics, but still flunk life. What about the religious leaders? Supporting actors? They were corrupt, mean-spirited, and jealous. When Lazarus was raised from the dead just before this story, they conspired to put him right back in the tomb. They offered and took bribes. They solicited false testimony. They created a bogus trial. They sent an innocent man to his death. So who's left at the end of Jesus' life when it all goes bad and blows up? Nothing but the donkey. Not the donkey from the parable I read, the other one. The faithful, reliable, in it for the long run donkey. And that animal can teach us a lot because she is the person, the creature that carries Christ into the world, literally. And that's what it's all about, carrying Christ into the world. That's what God calls us to do. The donkey was a Christ bearer, as she literally carried Christ into the world on that fateful Palm Sunday, obediently, without a protest or complaint, serving Christ. And you know what? That can be a burden. But Jesus reminds us, "Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Now that's an excellent thing to remember when we come to Christ's table in just a few minutes, isn't it? Serving Christ humbly, not worrying about who gets the glory, following Christ's direction, being willing to go where he wants to go, not where we want to go, not getting spooked by the crowds or the noise or the attention, taking Christ into enemy territory, never asking Christ to get off our backs, being obedient to the will of the one who holds the reins. As we carry Christ into the world like that donkey did and get our donkey sense on, we're challenged to do a particular kind of work and live a particular kind of way. And that means letting love be genuine, hating what is evil, holding fast to what is good. It involves rejoicing in hope, being patient in suffering, and persevering in prayer. And wow, those are all things and those are all skills that we could use these times and these days in our lives. To live that way means that we contribute to the needs of our brothers and sisters, extend hospitality to strangers, and even go so far as to bless those who persecute us. It means that when our whole city is in turmoil, as Jerusalem was on Palm Sunday, or most cities are today, and the people around us asked, "Who is this?" we'll be able to give them an answer that shows them the way to peace and salvation. And you know what? If we can pull all that off and model our lives on the one character in this melodrama that deserves to be remembered and celebrated, we will discover the joy that comes from carrying Christ into the world. We'll know the glory of hearing hosannas, the thrill of knowing Jesus, the excitement of accepting a challenge, and the satisfaction of knowing that we are walking in the way of God. There's no better role that we can perform in our walk as Christians than that of being the donkey who carries Christ into the world. These days of social isolation and fear, heck, even our quartet is a socially distanced quartet. Maybe we'll call you the social distancers. I don't know. That's a bad joke. These days of uncertainty and troubling news are exactly the days that are made for a donkey, because these days call for us to be obedient to Christ's call to love and serve our neighbors and to take care of the least among us. These days scream opportunity, like I told you about what my friend said in the beginning. These days are a good way to look for opportunities. These days scream opportunity and challenge for us to help stock our food pantries, and wow, are they in need. To help make sure the needs of our neighbors and fellow congregants are being met, call each other to carry Christ into the world, even as we carry groceries or a word of hope and connection to our brothers and sisters. These days are not terrible. They are exactly the days that by grace God saved us in Christ Jesus for. These days are just what the Apostle James was talking about when he wrote, "What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone claims to have faith but has no deeds? Can such faith save them? Suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to them, 'Go in peace, keep warm and be well fed,' but does nothing about their physical needs, what good is it? In the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead. But someone will say, 'You have faith, I have deeds. Show me your faith without deeds, and I'll show you my faith with my deeds.'" The news, Facebook, so many other outlets, talking among yourselves, have countless ideas of how you can do your faith, how you can carry Christ into the world right now. So get your donkey sense on. If you need a reminder, Amazon, they'll be there in 2 days. Get your donkey sense on. Be the one who bears Christ into our world, into the dark and the dangerous and the unfriendly places where Christ's presence is so desperately needed. And you know what? Be the best supporting actor or actress that you can be. Amen.